Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Cattlemen's Congress Conversation, a chance to catch up on the nation's best beef cattle show, put on by cattlemen for cattlemen. Now here's your host, Mr. Ron Hayes.
The third Cattlemen's Congress continues here in 2023. Ron Hayes with you today with another Cattlemen's Congress conversation. Thank you for joining us today. And we're very pleased to have along with us today the Chief Executive Officer of the American Kianina Association, Dustin Hulbert. The Kianina breed has been around for half a century here in the U.S., and they have participated in all three Cattlemen's Congresses here in the last 3 years, last three Januaries. Dustin, thank you for joining us today, and maybe tell us a little bit about how the Kianina breed got along here in this third Cattlemen's Congress here in 2023.
We started there on Saturday with a sale, and we had our Kianina show on Sunday and our Kianina show yesterday. We showed just over 200 entries between the Kianina, the Kiangas, and the Composite Keys. We had a real good turnout. Sale went very well. Averaged right at 7,000 on the 25 lots that we had in that, and had a good crowd. So it was a great weekend.
So good number of breeders and juniors in for this show, right?
Yeah, I don't know how many states come here with their cattle, but I know we sold cattle into 8 different states, from Colorado to Georgia, Ohio, Minnesota, you know, kind of everywhere. With that online, you know, it kind of opens up the marketing, and but we kept quite a few right here in Oklahoma as well. So, yeah, it was really good.
Third year for Cattlemen's Congress. Kianina has been here all 3 years, right?
Yeah, we have. We were here the first year in 2021, and it's been great from the get-go. The crew here, they're very welcoming. We've worked through some things, and yeah, it's been really good to us for a breed.
Well, let's talk about the breed itself, the Kianina. You tell me that you've just celebrated a 50th anniversary here in the U.S.
Yeah, we just celebrated our 50th anniversary. They come over in 1972. That's when the association had their first annual meeting in Kansas City. Our office is in Platte City, Missouri now, which is just north of the airport. But, you know, they've sure changed over the years, and we have members that think that 2-3% is enough key, and we have breeders that think 100% is what they want. So, you know, it's very diversified. So, yeah, it's been a real good deal.
What country did Kianina come over from?
They come over from Italy. Yep, they come over from Italy. You know, they were originally used as oxen, pulling animals and stuff like that. And we do have some full-blood herds in the United States yet. Texas, Iowa, Kentucky are probably our three bigger ones. Like I said, some guys like 5%ers and some guys like 20%ers. You know, it's just kind of, you know, whatever they prefer, I guess.
And you mentioned during the show for this year, you've got a couple of obviously you got the Kianina show itself, but then you've got a couple of hybrid shows that are part of your breed.
Yeah, we have the Kianina show, and then we have the Composite Keys. The Kianina show, you know, they need to be over 6.25% key, and the rest Angus, and that's really caught fire. And we have a futurity for that at our Junior National every year that pays $5,000 to win, and so it's. It's really good, and, you know, we're usually really competitive in those Supremes in Louisville, and, you know, last year we were competitive here. We got pulled out into the center anyway, and, yeah, it's just been, that Kianina steel's on fire for us, you know.
So what, as your breed is used with other breeds, did you come up with that percentages that a commercial cattle producer is interested in? You know, what's the attributes? What does key bring to the table?
The number one thing is they bring longevity. I do numerous herd visits all across the country, and it's not unlikely for me to come into a herd and someone has 16 or 17-year-old cow. Looks like a 7-year-old. They're good uddered. They're good. They have good feet, good jointed. So, you know, just the longevity of the mother cow. And then when we put them on test and put them in a feed yard or whatever, their conversion, you know, they convert their feed to pounds a little quicker than anything else. And so, you know, and we have feedlots. There's a feedlot in Colorado that they kill 30,000 a year, and 80% of them have key genetics in them. You know, that could only be 2-5%, but, you know, he believes that he needs that little bit of key to convert them, that feed to pounds, and he gets paid well on it. Yeah, that's what I think the Kenia breed brings to the industry.
Destin, let's talk EPDs for a moment, if we might. The American Kenia Association, I know, is one of the collaborators, one of the breeds that works with the International Genetic Solutions Group. The idea, of course, is that the EPDs that they're able to develop and process for your breed, they really can be compared across all the breeds that are on that particular platform, 17, 18 breeds total that IGS is involved with. What traits are you especially emphasizing when it comes to Kenia?
Probably the weaning weight EPDs. There's not really, on the cavity side of things, you know, the keys are made right. You know, they're a little narrow-headed on the commercial side of things and smooth-shouldered. And so there's not really a cavity issue with the Kenias. So a lot of it is in that weaning weight and yearling weight, just to prove to those guys that pounds pay. So
you mentioned your juniors. Tell me about the junior part of your association.
Heather Counts actually runs our junior activities program, and we'll have a junior national this year. We were just in Chickasha a couple years ago, but we will be in Grand Island, Nebraska this year. We team up with the Maine Anjous, and we have what we feel is one of the best junior nationals in the country. Our junior memberships are skyrocketing. When I started in 2019, we were at 14, just mid 1400s for, and now we're over 2300 junior members, and we have a great junior program.
You know, kind of looking out there, trying to cast some, maybe a vision a little bit for where you're wanting to take the breed in the days to come. You know, where's the Kenia breed going?
We're really working on educating the commercial cattlemen about how well our cattle convert and using a Key Angus bull or a Key bull on their British-based cows, and just trying to educate them of how, you know, the good foot structure, how the longevity of them and everything. So our big push right now is to educate our commercial cattlemen of the attributes of the Kenia cattle.
So for your individual producers, how are they interacting with cattle producers in their area, in their neck of the woods to you know, hopefully be successful in marketing some of their animals to those local producers?
Yeah, I think they're how they're educating them is they're really getting back to actual birth weights, actual weaning weights, not worrying too much about the adjusted weaning weights and stuff like that. Because, you know, we all know that at the end of the day, if you sell your calves off the cow or background them for a little bit, pounds pay. And so I think, you know, they're just getting that data in front of their guys as far as, you know, trying to make them more profitable.
Thanks, Dustin. Dustin Hurlbut, the Chief Executive Officer of the American Kenia Association. Up on their website, it's interesting to see their logo. Kenia cattle working hard in the feed yard, the show ring, and the pasture. And they had another great Cattlemen's Congress here at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. That is our Cattlemen's Congress conversation. I'm Ron Hayes. We'll see you soon.